Aaron, we dropped bombs of awesome all over fucking Greenwood the other night, man. It was a great time. Good to see you again. I will cherish my t-shirt and my official Air Raid Podcast sign poster with the lyrics from Call Me Maybe. And again, not just the chorus, not the here's my number part. This is like deep second verse stuff on here. Thanks again. We need to do it again. Peace.
Well, hello and welcome, everyone.
Oh, hey.
Welcome to the Air Raid Podcast. This is episode 104.
Woo!
In what is now officially considered a long and drawn-out series.
It's not an accident at all.
I am your host, Aaron Roden.
Nobody beats me in the kitchen.
And no, nobody beats me in the kitchen, because I will do this.
I will eat your babies, bitch!
I will eat your babies. I won't. I promise. Oh, God, where are we here? Of course, this is the show where we drop bombs of awesome straight into your ear holes. Yes, boom indeed. Thank you for joining us this week. We've got a great show planned for you. Coming up in moments, in mere moments, folks. The whole cast of the local hit podcast, The Sibling Rivalry, will be joining me here in Dining Room Studios. It's a rare treat that Aaron Restow is here in Washington State. You know, he was here for the podcast party and to visit family and all that good stuff. Well, and he dropped by Dining Room Studios along with Jeremy Grader and Stacey Black of The Sibling Rivalry, and we have a little chat. It gets a little serious too. I'm not going to lie. It does get a little bit serious. We did have some audio issues as well, so I tried to fix those as much as possible, and I'm really sorry. But I couldn't totally fix everything, so some things are a little bit quiet. You'll have to turn up your headphones a little bit, or your car stereo, however you are listening to this, of course. But yeah, I had a great time, and Aaron brought me a gift, and you'll just have to wait and see what that is. Yes, but welcome everybody. Welcome to episode 104. A couple things to get out of the way before we get started with the show here. I had the pleasure of going on this show called The Geek Generation, held out there in Massachusetts. And hosted by this great guy named Rob, who was a fantastic dude, and I had a lot of fun talking to him. I was a little bit nervous because it was my first time like Skyping into something, you know, and I wanted to make sure I was doing it right. But of course, everything worked out just fine, splendidly. That didn't make any sense. It worked out splendidly. How about that? How about that? Right? Yeah. And we talk about podcasting and geeky stuff that I'm into. And a lot of you may not know, I'm kind of into video games. I don't talk about that a lot on this podcast, but I have talked about in the past how I am into zombie movies and zombie comics and all that good stuff. We get into that stuff. So go check it out, episode 91 of The Geek Generation, and you can find that at thegeekgeneration.com. Yes. A couple other things here. Just a couple plugs here. We've got our shirts. We've got our posters. We are working currently. We've got a couple emails on this. We're working currently on getting like a PayPal account up on the website, and it'll be underneath the little merch tab at www.air-raid.net. So here, maybe let's hope for this. Let's keep our fingers crossed. Let's say next week. That will be up and running, and you guys can order your shirts and your posters actually directly from the website. So hopefully we'll have that up and running, and I won't have to give my address out to people and wait for checks to arrive. So Hopefully that'll get run in there. Also, let's see. What else? God, I feel like I'm spacing on something. Oh, yeah. It's this. This show is late. You've probably noticed that a couple shows in the recent past have been late. And I think it's because of the weather. I'm going to go with that. I'm not going to go with that I got a little bit drunk yesterday at a birthday party, barbecue, and maybe ate a brownie I wasn't supposed to. Unbeknownst to me, it got a little bit, you know, a little bit heady there yesterday. Oh man, and did not get around to posting this show. So that's why it's going up late. Please don't hate me for it. But you gotta, I mean, God, the weather's been great here the last couple days here in Seattle. I know it's like super super hot in the rest of the country. So you know. I don't want to talk ill of the heat because I know that people listening elsewhere would be like, God, you're a pussy, right? And I don't want people to think I'm a pussy. But seriously, I have heat problems. I do. My feet get so hot sometimes. I don't know what it is. Does anybody else have this problem? Your feet just get super, super hot. They're like radiators on the bottom of your body. And I was telling Mairead yesterday, I was like, I couldn't get past it. Part of the reason was probably because I was having a good time, for lack of a better term. But I kept on telling Mairead, put your hand just close to the bottom of my foot and feel the heat that is coming off. It's super uncomfortable. And like sometimes I can't sleep. I got to put my feet on like ice packs. Is this just sad or what? Does that mean poor circulation or something? Is that what that is? Or is that just like really good circulation because all the blood's going down there? I don't know. And I don't know how to figure it out. Probably WebMD. It's probably a sign on WebMD. It's probably a sign of like cancer or something, right? I hate that website. I hate it, guys. I can't stand it. Mairead looks at that stuff sometimes and I just can't. She comes away from WebMD thinking that we're all going to die. Right now, it's another article that she just read about the antibiotics in chicken. I'm just going off right now. It's just this stuff is coming to my head, and I just gotta say it. I just gotta get it out there. Anyway, how about this? We get to the episode, right? I remember what I was going to do. I was going to read an email, but I don't have that stuff pulled up right now, and I don't want to do that. Anyway, let's get to things here. Let's get to this frank discussion that we had with Aaron Restow, Jeremy Grader, and Stacey Black of the Sibling Rivalry podcast. And if you want to go and check that out, if you haven't already, it's a good show. We used to be on... you know, the Noisebeam Network with them. And, Jeremy is a great dude. Stacy is a great lady. Aaron, I met for the first time a little while ago. And, you know, they're great people. You should check out their show. And let's do this. Let's plug it a little bit. The Sibling Rivalry Podcast.blogspot. Oh, my God. Residuals, right? Is that... Whoa. The Sibling Rivalry Podcast.blogspot.com. That's really, really hard to say, though. All right. We're featuring music today by this band called The Builders and the Butchers. I believe they're out of Portland. They've got a show coming up July 26th at EcoTrust in Portland, Oregon. So if you're one of the listeners down yonder, go check them out. This is some really good stuff. This band just kind of landed in my lap a couple days ago. And, I wanted to share it with you guys because I like it. It's very reminiscent of the Decemberists, which is cool, and that's a good thing, right? I don't know too much about these guys, but they're playing a show July 26th at EcoTrust in Portland, Oregon. Go and check it out. This song's called Lullaby, and we'll be right back with more of the Air Raid Podcast for your ear holes. Stay tuned. Stay with us. We'll talk to you in a moment. All right, welcome back. Welcome back to Dining Room Studios, Air Raid Episode 104. Joining me in studio today is the whole cast, the whole crew of the Sibling Rivalry podcast, including Mr. Aaron Restow of New York State.
Hello there.
The Empire State, right?
The Empire State.
Isn't that what they call it nowadays?
Nowadays, yeah, ever since, you know, the white man arrived. It's been called the Empire State.
I like the fancy twist you put on his last name. Restow.
Isn't it? What is it? Rista?
Rista? Risto, right?
Close enough. Risto? It's a lot of different things. Usually it's Ristun, actually, because everyone thinks that my W is an N. So I'm most often called Ristun, if you really want to get down to it. Right?
How do you mistake a W for an N?
Just bad handwriting. But even on even on my credit card today, when I picked up the... when I picked up the card, she said, "Here you go, Mr. Ristin."
Really?
And it's clearly a typed W. Yeah, she's stupid.
And hammered. She's the bartender. She's been hammered since 9 a.m.
That's true. So, that's true.
And also, Stacey Black, welcome.
Hello.
Welcome to Dining Room Studios.
How are you, Mr. Aaron Roden? Yeah, it's my first time here. I'm very impressed.
Yeah, well, thank you for joining us. And, of course, Jeremy Ristin.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Jeremy Grader. Jeremy Grader, back on the show.
Thank you, Aaron Rodo.
Yeah, yeah. You can call me like Rodan.
Rodan.
Yeah,
Rodan.
Yeah.
Rodan.
I get that a lot. I get Rodan a lot.
Mr.
People
Rodan.
Think I'm like, related to the artist.
But it's always that beret that you're wearing in your
right. That really
tips
people off.
Right.
Yeah.
You have
yeah.
the cigarette with the long filter on it.
I feel French. People can't really screw up my last name, so I like that.
Black?
Black. It's hard to mess that up.
Well, every time somebody says it, they think they're being racist.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. Exactly.
No one will say your last name.
Or they just think you're being racist.
It is pretty
one
racist.
Of the two.
Nice to meet you, Miss Stacy B.
Stacy B word?
Right, exactly.
Stacy colored person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I guess that's even worse now, though. That's worse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, welcome, you guys.
That's a step backwards.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you for coming on the show. We just had the mega awesome, superb listener party, Saturday night? Two nights ago?
Yep.
Still
we
recovering.
All had a good. It kind of seems like it. We're all kind of on a weird lower level.
Vibe.
I think
right
so.
Now.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's a much lower energy level right now than I would say at about 11 or 12 o'clock on Saturday.
Yeah.
That's safe
we're
to
at
say.
A little
sure.
Because I just kept drinking. It's like all day yesterday I drank whiskey and then.
So you just kept it up. You just
kept
it up.
I just kept it going.
So that's why you're looking down at all of us laughing right now. Sorry,
stupids.
You and your sobriety.
Yeah, really.
What's that like?
Stupids.
Stupids.
You guys quit drinking. You jerks.
Lame.
Yeah.
I tried to drink last night again, but I couldn't. I was at my other brother's house, and I just when we got back, I said, "Sorry, man, I'm out. I can't do it."
Well, you
I am
you ended in a pretty tragic fashion on Saturday night, though.
What do you mean? I made it home.
You went down in flames on Saturday.
What?
You would have not.
I wouldn't have made it home by
yourself. You needed help.
I was mad. He ended the party early for me. I was just getting going.
Oh,
and then everybody
put this
left.
On me. The problem is I got going before we even got there.
Yeah.
Well, we both.
You
well,
guys
did
started
you,
early.
Did you get going before we got going?
No.
Okay.
Well, maybe a little. But
like noon, you know.
Because we pre-funked at a friend's house and did up some whiskey and a few beers and all that before we even got to the bar.
Yeah, we had at least four drinks before we even went to the bar.
Yeah.
So that was...
So we were tuned up.
Yeah. And then I made a trip out around the corner to Brian's office.
Yes.
Which put me at a disadvantage.
The mobile medical van.
The van. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Let's just call it the van.
The van.
So this podcast party, if for those of you who don't know, we had a really great time. It was a bunch of different shows.
Yeah.
We all got together and plugged the heck out of the event.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you know, all of our
turnout.
Listeners came out, and right. it was wonderful. We
it
had a
fun.
Great turnout. Well, how many would you say were there? About 70?
Yeah, I think that's fair.
75,
really? That's
somewhere
fair.
Around there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And I got a couple of good t-shirts out of the deal. I got myself an Air Raid t-shirt.
That's right. That's
keep,
right.
Keep in mind, though, about 65 of them were podcasters. So,
yeah.
Well,
no, I'm just kidding.
Still,
there were only, what, how many shows were involved? So, MacGuffin. Grapes of Rad, Sibling Rivalry, Air Raid, Stack of Dimes.
Hannah's podcast.
Hannah from the Pulpcast. Dong Teeny, I believe.
Hannah? Who's Hannah?
Hannah Olson from the Pulpcast. For the Seattle Pulp, they have a podcast that she hosts. She was involved. I believe the girls from Dong Teeny, who I don't know them. I know of them.
Oh, I met Stephanie.
I may have met them there, but I was out of my mind and I don't remember.
Luke Burbank was there.
He was there. I don't think he promoted it though.
No.
No, he tweeted it.
He's better than
that. He tweeted it. And then
still counts.
Am I leaving one out?
So that's like
Sean DeTore's mixed.
Oh, yeah. So that's like 10 right there. Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was a lot of fun. We had a good crowd and it was going back and forth across the street to the Baranoff.
Yeah, how did I not get hit by a car? I crossed that street probably 15 times.
I have seen a person get hit by a car on street.
You did. Oh,
yeah.
No.
And it was brutal. Oh. Yeah. Up over the hood of the car, flipping over. Yeah, yeah, dude. He was barely breathing at the end. Yeah, it's long story.
God.
Anyway, that
should have been me. That should have been me on.
Well, I'm glad nobody got hit because
we wouldn't have known what to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, nobody would have been able to figure it out.
This wasn't supposed to happen.
It's like, one's down. We got right. Six more podcasts in there. We're fine.
Right,
we're okay.
Right. Once we get below 50% podcast, yeah, exactly. You can afford one or two. No one's going to even know.
And let a few more bodies pile up before we do anything.
I am surprised. I was predicting that somebody would die that night, and it didn't happen. Oh. So
not on our watch.
It could have if it had continued.
Yeah, totally. Well, I talked about last week in my show, we talked about when we all ended up kind of over at the Baranoff, there were Jello shots. A lot of Jello shots. And then they ended up doing like the Baranoff now is like doing these syringes full of Jello.
Yeah.
Like $4. It's like two Jello shots in a syringe.
Oh, man.
And they just squirt it into your mouth. So it's like, it's like the Baranoff has turned into the senior frogs of Mazatlan.
Did you do that? I got photos of listener Brian.
I did, yeah.
You
yeah,
did it.
I did. I did one.
Don't
yeah,
think
and
I
it
did
was
that.
Strong. Did it was anybody? Super strong.
Was it?
The Jello. Really
oh, for $4,
strong,
it better
man.
Be.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but they make Jello shots. They're like famous for their Jello shots here in the Greenwood neighborhood, anyway,
right?
Because they do whiskey. There's whiskey Jello shots. There's vodka Jello shots. There's gin Jello shots. There's tequila Jello shots.
What are they normally? Are they like $1 or $2 or something?
They're like $2. Yeah,
yeah, it's pretty good.
So
these
yeah,
look like gigantic. I saw the photos, and they're a double shot probably.
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah, totally. Yeah, and they're brutal, man. They're brutal.
Because, I don't even imagine, and Stacey, maybe you can help me with this, but I can't even imagine getting that all down my throat in one swallow. So, seriously, there look to be, like, a lot there.
Man. Here we go.
Here we go.
I didn't get to try it. I showed up too late, I guess. I would have given that a shot.
You were at the Naked City?
I came over a little later. I was stuck over at the first place for a while.
Well, no, the Jello shots started when we all... when they were closing up the Naked City place. And then we went over there. And
I know, but
that's when we were
I was
all doing
stuck over
thing.
There for a little while with some
even
other
after
people.
They closed
oh, really?
Yeah, and we were eating and stuff. And I came over a little later after the Jello shots and stuff had already been done.
Yeah. So how are you guys? Let's see. Let's take a poll here. How are you feeling the next day?
Fine.
I was.
Yeah,
I
you
was,
haven't stopped drinking. Yeah. We've established that.
I was okay. It was... I made the mistake of going to IKEA the next day.
Oh, that is the worst. What the fuck, man?
Well,
that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard you say.
Really?
Why would you
I say
do
a lot
that?
Of dumb shit.
Why would you do that?
That was like the one day that the wife and I could both go, and there's all this crap that we needed, so
yeah,
we decided that. And Aaron, as far as I knew, was going to the horse tracks that day. So I was like, that's the day that we'll go get that stuff done.
Yeah, yeah.
And all will be well.
But
and
wait, you told me you thought it got canceled.
I did. Which and is why we
horse
still went.
The horse track?
Because you're getting ahead.
Well, because I ended up having to wait for like 3.5 hours.
Right, but what happened was
and not going to the racetrack.
Well, we'll get to your story in a minute, but but I woke up actually feeling okay, so I got my shit together. We went to IKEA, and we took his kids who are here in town with him.
Right, right.
Just to get him out of the house because somebody was still sleeping late into the morning.
Well, that's weird.
And I was under the impression that his plans to go to the racetrack had been canceled. So we thought we were doing him this big favor by going, we're going to take the kids.
Yeah.
You've got all day to watch TV, sleep it off, drink it off. Who cares? Do whatever you want. This day is yours, my friend.
Right.
So we drive.
I knew you
all
guys were trying to do
there.
Me a favor, right?
We get all the way down to IKEA at like 1:00.
Yeah.
And he calls and he's like, where the fuck are you? I have to get to the racetrack at 2 o'clock.
Oh no. Yeah. That was going to be your ride down there.
Well, I needed a car, and that was the one mistake, was the car was left at my mom's house.
Oh,
and Jeremy
yeah.
had given me a ride all the way to the Naked City.
Right.
So
right.
I didn't have yeah. a car, and that was the big thing, was just not having a car. So then in retrospect, if I knew it was going to take you half a millennium to go shopping, I would have just taken a cab.
Like I told you to, because I said this
that
would have
been a
take.
Really expensive cab ride, though.
Well, but I didn't have my credit card, and I didn't
down
have
to,
any cash.
Down to Emerald
Downs? No, it was $30. No, it wasn't. It was just going to be to my mom's house to get
oh,
to
oh,
my
gotcha,
car.
Oh, gotcha.
But it was still okay. going to be $30, which whatever, yeah. but yeah, I didn't yeah. have it. I didn't have my credit card, and I didn't have cash. But once right. I got to my dad's, I could have done it. But I thought, oh, it's surely going to be any minute here he's going to be calling.
Well, but then I also said, we're going to be here for a few hours. And you're like, yeah, do what you're going to do. You're fine. Just don't let me ruin your plans.
Right, but you called me like 5 minutes after I had
so apparently had sibling rivalry, the sibling rivalry podcast is basically you guys just fighting all the time, right?
No,
oddly enough, no, this never happens.
Only when you guys get together
because,
in person.
Yeah, because we don't have to rely on each other for anything when we do the shows.
No, but so I make fun of you for going down to IKEA very hungover. I've done the same. I've made that mistake. That's why
well, see,
I'm like,
but really,
that is the dumbest thing, because that is like, that is the
going,
seventh ring of hell.
Yeah,
it really
to
is.
IKEA is bad enough and hungover with.
It really
yeah,
is,
yeah.
but.
And ironically enough, you have to walk through the actual rings of hell to get through
it's
that
true.
Store.
It's true.
Yeah,
but the thing here was the deal: is there was stuff that we needed? We had an agenda. We're like, yeah. we're going in point A, point B. At least that was my agenda.
Right. Yeah.
Of course, once the shiny objects start drawing certain people in, you have to stop every
right,
10
right.
feet to look at the shiny objects.
Lamp.
But we bought
this. We could use a lamp.
Right. So yeah. we find the stuff, and then I'm like, that's it. I'm done. We have to go. But wait, we have to stop at the self-service warehouse part where you actually get the stuff and put it on your car. I mean, it was like an additional hour once you're done just to get out of there. Just,
oh, yeah.
it is a – and every time – like
it is it's a nightmare.
There's this magic window of IKEA time where you'll go and you'll think, my God – next time I say the word IKEA as an idea for a place to go, just put a bullet in my head.
Yeah.
I'm done. But this period of time passes where you're like, yeah,
I could
yeah,
possibly
I could do it.
I could do it. I could
get
hang,
through.
I could
you
hang.
Start to forget after a while.
Yeah.
Right.
And then
right,
you go
yeah.
and you just beg for death.
You have selective memory about it because you really enjoy the couch that you got there last time.
Being delivered tomorrow. It's being delivered tomorrow.
So I kind of glossed over a little bit of our night. Quite a bit actually. But at one point, I felt that I had this newfound power. Like I think I told Anita, Thunder's wife, and JD's wife, that I felt like I had this power because I had told listener Hannah to go and grab I think one of your cousin's boobs.
Okay.
Oh my God.
The blonde woman with the. The huge.
Oh no, that's a listener.
That's a listener.
Yeah, yeah, that was a listener.
That
oh,
listener.
Okay.
That listener. By the way, we're going to go record some shows after this with you.
Yeah, yeah.
We invited her down. She's going to
come excellent,
hang out.
Oh, excellent.
You know,
well, tell her she's got fantastic boobs.
Well, yeah, and if you hear a story about somebody being stabbed in a radio studio tomorrow, that was us.
That was us. Yeah.
Right. She's
yeah.
going to kill us.
Yeah.
Well, in my attempt to grab
her, she might just have a little bit of crazy in her.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, so I felt like I had this power because I told Hannah to go grab her boobs. She did. And then what happened? Nothing. I think
really?
It was a success. It was a complete success. So I was like, oh my God, I got this power. What can I do with this? And then there was this huge table of food over in the corner.
Oh,
like
man.
Somebody was
you
having like
cocky.
A bachelorette party at the Baranoff, which by the way, if you haven't been to the Baranoff, it's like just the shithole. It's a total shithole that
it
does
is.
Awesome jello shots.
And they have karaoke.
And they have karaoke, which is, it's decent karaoke. But the bar is really good. Stiff drinks, relatively cheap. But yeah, it smells like pee in there.
Yeah, it was just there.
Yeah,
it's where you take your friend for a bachelorette party if you really hate her.
Yeah, but do you bring like a whole thing of food to a bar? Like you don't
not
do
that,
that
bar. Not that.
Do
bar.
That
I'll just
a
say
bar
I had
like
never
for,
heard
like,
of
a
such
bachelor
a
party.
Yeah.
yeah,
I had never heard of such a
right.
thing. So maybe that's why I was a bit vulnerable to your shenanigans.
well, Mr. Aaron over here was in a very suggestive state. And so I was using my power at the time for good, telling Hannah to go grab some boobies, and
yes,
then I was like, well, maybe I can use it for evil as well. And they had all these sandwiches there and stuff, and I took one look at Aaron, and he was seeing double at the time, and I said, hey, go over and grab some of those sandwiches and grab some of that cheese and bring it back over here. And you were like, okay.
did I look a little bit like David Hasselhoff in that video that his daughter released? Was I that bad?
A little bit.
You're eating the cheeseburgers, just falling on the ground. You didn't have a shirt on. Right. For some reason, I couldn't get you off the floor eating that cheeseburger.
Right,
it was really
just rolling
awkward.
Around on the ground.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, you went over. So do you remember any of this?
In retrospect, as you're bringing it up,
okay.
I didn't remember,
it
to you.
Bits and pieces
of
it or something?
I still don't remember, like, have a visual of you telling me. I do remember someone saying there was some food over there.
Yeah, yeah. So this is what I saw. And correct me, you know, if I get any of this wrong, because I was in a crazy state too, because I was feeling like I had power.
You were feeling like taking advantage of a complete drunk.
Right, right. And so I see you walk over there, and there's this big platter full of like these cheeses, like these big wedges of Gouda and like blue cheese and stuff. Me too. I love it.
Who doesn't?
I do.
And so Aaron just grabs this whole platter and starts walking away with it. And there was one woman sitting at the table, and she grabbed your arm and she pulled you back down to the table. And
I don't remember this.
No, 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 no. And then it seemed like you sat down and you tried to talk it out with her.
Oh,
like
no.
You were trying to like work a deal in.
I am friendly.
Yeah, you're a very friendly guy. And you eventually walked away with a whole big wedge of Gouda, which we then eventually ate.
That's what she gave me to shut me up.
Yeah, yeah.
She's probably like, I'll give you one piece of cheese. Although I don't remember any of that part.
You don't remember the conversation that you had or anything like
that?
No,
no. I don't remember. All I remember is a table and walking over there and getting some food. That's it. That's where my memory ends. I remember talking to a woman.
I remember seeing you there.
I don't remember grabbing your breast.
You were talking to a couple
of women.
Oh,
yeah, you did grab my boob, too.
There was other grabbing going on, but we'll get to that in a little bit. But I remember seeing you at that table talking to a couple of women, and you're all laughing, having a great time, like you knew each other. And Aaron is saying to me, like, I sent him over there to get some food. And it's a bachelorette party. And I just was like, oh, that
now it's turned
bastard.
Into a grab fest.
Yeah. It did. It really did. And that's kind of what happens sometimes. When you get a bunch of guys together.
Well, that is how it ended.
You start playing grab ass with
each other? Everybody gets a little gay.
Ah.
That is pretty much how it ended out on the street while we were waiting for the cab.
Now, what happened there? I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, man, I missed
that.
Are you
sure you want me to tell the story?
I don't know. I'd like to know what happened.
There's video evidence of it, too.
All I know is that at one point, Aaron, you basically were falling over, and so I had to catch you.
Yes.
And guide you out of the facility before somebody else did in a more violent way than I would.
Yeah. Well, it was Saturday night, right?
It was Saturday night.
Yeah, that's what I call Saturday night.
Right. So I get you out to the sidewalk, and I've called the cab. We're waiting patiently for the cab. And something happens where I've got to go in and get stuff or tell people we're leaving. Oh, I know what it was. I was going to send you home for my wife to deal with you. And I was going to stay out.
Oh.
And then things were progressing in a negative way out on the sidewalk. So I was like, I can't send him home for Cheryl to deal with this. I need to go.
It was already beyond that.
So I went in to tell everyone, I'm leaving too, sorry. And by the time I came out, all I know is you were running around in a circle trying to grab everyone's cocks.
So it was you.
It was me. Huh?
Including That's mine, awesome. By the way.
Oh, that's not awkward.
Well, out of all the people there, yours is the only one I've ever seen.
And always sure, always sure a good reason to reach for one. Then.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure it doesn't look much different than it did when I saw it last
So what's this? What's this thing you brought here?
I
came on your show a little while ago. Yes. We kind of got into it about mason jars.
Exactly.
A little bit.
And so I thought I wrote on here. I'm gonna have to get away from the mic here.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yes, for a man who enjoys the finer things in life, because you were kind of poo pooing. The mason jars.
I was poo-pooing your mason jars, so right. I don't know what this is.
But I found when I was on the airplane, and I'm sorry about the wrapping.
It's fancy.
No, it's fancy. It's totally wrapped up. But it says the Rodans on it.
Yes, and
the Rodans.
The Rodans. Yeah.
But basically, you know, I was on the airplane on the way over here, and I saw on the Sky Mall this the existence of these.
You ordered me something off of SkyMall?
Well, I didn't. I ordered it off of Amazon.
But
I got the idea from SkyMall, so I figured for a man who has everything, you know, and apparently would never touch it. You know, any. I decided to class it up a little bit. Right. I wanted to make sure, you know, for a man with tastes such as yours, you deserve nothing but the best.
Oh, dear.
So he's opening the box.
And this is it. The Redneck Wine Glass. And it is. It's a mason jar connected to, like, a wine stem.
Yeah, pull the plastic out there so you can see it.
And it actually does have the lid, too, right?
Yes.
Are you serious? It's actually a ball mason jar.
Right. Just pull the bubble wrap out. There you go.
And it does. It has the lid on it. Wine down, redneck style. That's awesome.
But
I told you they made these.
No, I thought you just said they had the ones with the handle.
Oh, no. Is that what I was talking about?
Yeah, I thought so.
Okay.
So these I had never seen before. It's an actual, if you will, wine glass. And I got one for your lovely wife as well.
That's fantastic. Now we got a set of two.
I wanted you to have
That's
a set.
That's wonderful. Yes.
Excellent.
And you can recap it.
Yeah, you can.
You can recap it. You can take the wine with you. That's awesome. Thank you very much.
That's my whole selling point on the mason jars is the cap.
Right, right.
That wine's not going to spill out of there. I guarantee it. No question.
I think you're right. Yeah. I think you're right. So. Well, this is a great spot to take our first musical break or second musical break. Thank you so much. That's very sweet.
Yeah, no problem.
Very sweet.
Watch out. He's going to grab your cock now.
He is going. Yeah,
right.
He's heading over there.
We're featuring. Get out. We're featuring music today by the band The Builders and The Butchers, which are coming to Eco Trust in Portland, Oregon, on July 26th, so make sure you go check this out. Great band. The song is called In the Branches, and we will be right back with more of the Air Raid Podcast for your ears. Stay with us.
You went down, down, down. You went down, down, down where the fire is born.
I hope so.
Jesus, well, I don't know, right. Stacey, you're the one grabbing boobs.
Oh, they're right there. What was I supposed to do?
Grab them.
Grab them.
All right, we are back. That was The Builders and the Butchers, the song In the Branches. Go check that out. Buildersandthebutchers.com, I believe. That's probably wrong, but we'll have it. We'll have it. I don't have it called up on the computer. We'll have that.
I'll bet you could Google it.
Yeah, you could probably just Google that. Anyway, joining me here in Dining Room Studios once again is the cast, the creators, the three parts of the Sibling Rivalry podcast, old Noise Bros.
Noise Bros.
Noise and Noise Sis.
Yes.
From way back when.
Yeah, way back.
Way back.
Way back. Way back. Yeah. And I think everybody still has those friggin'... The koozies,
yeah.
The beer koozies.
Dude, I was making it rain koozies at the party. I was throwing them at people.
Stacey, I know we all have like a box of them. Totally. Yeah, yeah. 250 of them left over. If you want a koozie, just email us.
Totally.
Stacey ended up using a couple as knee pads.
Yeah. In the van.
In the van.
They're good for the Jello shots.
Yeah, exactly.
So I want to talk about your guys' show real quick. I don't know if we talked about this much when you were here last year.
No, we talked about murder.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah.
Let's
we
not
talked
talk
about
that
more
anymore.
Serious stuff. But the show that you guys do now get started? Because you guys have been doing this for what, 7 years?
August will be 7 years, and it was all Aaron's idea.
But it was in part. It came from actually that tragedy of out of the tragedy, but. I had been, the three of us actually had been on Mike Webb's pirate show for the elections back in 2004.
We covered the State of the Union live.
That's right.
Or no, Election Night. We covered Election Night live.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Because I was up here for a conference. And anyway, so and we all had a good time and got hammered. And then later we had...
Stacey, you were there as well?
She was
producing at the time or...
She was just getting drunk and hanging out.
Oh, yeah. We were just getting drunk and hanging out.
You were Mike's board op.
But yeah, I was working. At some point. Yeah, I was working at Cairo at the time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, you were at the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and then, the next year, podcasting kind of became this whole thing with Adam Curry. Remember, he was supposed to be the father of all podcasts, the guy from MTV.
Right.
That was like this big thing. And I had always been interested in radio when I was a kid. I used to record songs on a cassette tape and then...
From
the radio, then I'd interject in between and introduce like the next songs and stuff like that. I had always wanted to be in radio, but my life didn't take me down that route. And it's, you know, ironic that my brother did end up doing
it. But it's weird that that is the case because it was your interest in radio that sparked me even looking into talk radio. I remember hearing you listening to talk radio and thinking, well, my brother's cool, so maybe I should listen to that and see if there's anything
cool
there.
Yeah, because that's what cool guys do, is listen to AM talk radio. Well,
but all I knew was that I looked up to you, and you did this thing, and I was like, well, if he does it, then I have to do
it. I'm psychotic, and chicks don't dig that stuff. Just right. So I should have told you that.
Well, there was that secret that you kept.
Right. I didn't tell you the dark side of it.
Until just now, dick.
You'll never feel the inside of a woman's vagina if you keep this
up. That's true.
So you guys always had kind of an affinity for like politics, right? That's what the show started out as, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I studied political science in undergrad, and so did Jeremy. And
but I don't, I mean,
during the election when we really started getting it, the 2008 election, which of course was interesting because of the whole Obama thing and the Hillary Clinton thing.
But it's funny because I think of it, I mean, I haven't listened to the old shows in a long time, and you've listened a lot more recently than I have. I always think of the early shows as being really political, but when you think about it, the first ones were about your vasectomy and about like bad haircuts and
songs that made us cry.
Songs that made us cry when we were kids, like weird stuff. But maybe I just remember interjecting politics into it because that was like the news that I felt like we
needed to
cover.
Well, also it was after Mike died. And
after
I
that,
think
it
as
really
a
got dark,
homage
yeah.
to Mike, you also wanted to kind of take that torch and carry it. So we did do that for a little bit, but it was obviously, I have listened to some of those and
they're
bad. They're really bad. They're just two guys that have no idea what they're talking about, blabbing on and on. We both had at one point guaranteed not John Kerry, but John Edwards victory.
Right.
In
but I did
you got that wrong.
But I did predict that he was a slime ball. I nailed that
but
one.
But you did say that he was a slime ball. So you did.
He always like came off to me as kind of a slime ball.
I
never really
get that vibe at all.
I never really liked the guy.
Yep.
So we brought in, yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, so we brought in Stacey.
That happens a lot on our show, yeah. by the way.
Well, but we're also doing it from 3,000 miles away. That's true. This is the first time we're ever, Stacey and I have ever done a face-to-face podcast.
Yeah, that's true.
So we're still used to talking over
each other. They haven't even done a show, our show, they haven't done together in the same room ever. Yeah.
And so you guys are going to be...
We're going to get so drunk tonight.
Are you going to bank a bunch of shows tonight?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, we did two last week that are already out. We're going to do two tonight that we'll just post this week. And then, this will never happen again because the show will surely come to an end before this opportunity.
Before I get back. Right. Before I get back. But we brought in Stacey later. That was Jeremy's idea because, again, it was just two brothers in their basements talking about politics.
Was it always sibling rivalry?
Yes.
Is that what it always was?
Yep.
Jeremy. Yeah, I think you wanted it to be like the Aaron and Jeremy show or something.
Exactly. Really, really creative.
And I was like, let's try and do something like, I don't know, sibling rivalry. And you're like, yep, let's do that.
Yeah,
that
sounded good.
Okay,
but
done.
The problem is it's really hard to say the sibling rivalry, I've noticed.
It's a difficult name.
So in that sense, it's a bad name. But
you really have
that,
to enunciate. You have Plus, to work on enunciating.
Yes,
it.
You do.
Plus, other than here tonight, there's never really been a rivalry, and now Stacey's there, and she's not related to us in any way, so it doesn't really fit anymore at all.
But we went down that path.
It's too late to change it now.
Right, it's too late, and with the massive audience that we've built up, we don't want to confuse people.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't want to have to make new T-shirts.
Although we are out of them after Saturday when I started making it rain T-shirts.
Right, but overall, I do live. I was living in Davis, California at the time, which is far away, and now I live even further away in Ithaca. Mm-hmm. And it was one way for me to do the podcast was one way to keep in touch with my family because my older brother that I have, which is my real brother, not like Jeremy, who's just my half brother.
Just a half.
So, but we have different dads, same mom.
Yeah.
But he, it's one tie-in because I'm, once a week for a couple hours talking. Well, to any human being, really, because
that knows
my wife and I hardly talk. But, so Jeremy, though, so that was one tie-in. I'm, guaranteed, because my older brother, I don't really speak with, maybe, on my birthday, on his birthday, my mom, same thing, we go a while without talking.
So. Well, how did you guys formulate this relationship then? So let me ask you if you guys
don't mind. I was basically like
mind.
A father to him.
It's true. He was.
So what is your family dynamic? Explain this to me a little bit. I'm kind of confused.
So our mom married his dad first, had him and our brother Brian.
Okay.
That marriage ended. She married my dad and had me.
Uh-huh.
So I am half brothers with both of them.
Okay. So did you ever occupy like the same space?
Yes.
It sounded you did.
I always knew them as my brothers. Like,
okay.
Right. We grew up in the same house. Every other weekend.
Because your mom had custody.
She had full custody. My dad would get me every other weekend,
Right. And where were you guys living at the time?
What, Everett?
In Everett. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
South Everett.
Okay.
So
never on the East Coast. You just moved away to
the
East
Coast.
Wife's
from the East Coast, so we ended up out there.
Gotcha.
Variety of reasons that we don't need to get into right now.
Yeah. Was it weird? Like, you say you always kind of thought of each other as brothers.
Well, I don't know
any
different, but for him, it had to be a little weird to have this new, half human being, half brother thing
from the new
evil marriage that, was.
Right. I'm always interested about stories like this because I, and this isn't like a brag or anything, but I just don't know.
Well, I already know how elite you are.
Right, because you come from a perfect family.
You don't even drink out of a mason jar.
Son of a bitch.
So we know.
I will now. I've got some.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, are you trying to tell me you didn't come from a broken home?
I did not.
Wow.
I did not. My parents were together, and
no,
you know,
obviously you haven't. This place is dripping with success. You've got a beautiful house. You've got a beautiful wife. You got this nice setup here. This is fancier than anything I've ever seen before.
Yeah.
So
this is fancier than the Como studio we're about to go use to record our crappy
exactly.
show.
You're operating on a whole nother level, man.
Hey.
You're obviously not from a broken home.
Yeah.
And you've
but
even
this means
chair,
nothing because I'm super depressed.
Your
all
chair,
the time.
Your chair is even up on a pedestal and we're all down.
That's
it's
right.
Yeah, it's actually
why
just
do we have to look up?
Up on the Encyclopedia Britannica's like
you're
7 years
a cape.
Worth of and I'm in my underwear.
Exactly.
Because I want to show you my giant package.
I'm about to touch it.
Yeah, you will grab it. You will grab it.
Yeah. So was it weird for you though? Like when your parents got your mom and dad got divorced?
Well, I was also very young. I was only like 3, so I don't hardly remember them being together. So it like me, it wasn't really weird. I never thought of Jeremy as anything else other than my brother. I mean, we grew up in the same house. We had the same, we shared the same room a lot of times.
We
took baths together.
We basically had the same miserable father.
Right. My dad has his own problems and his dad has his problems, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But you spent most of that time under my dad's roof.
Yeah, exactly.
So we grew up with kind of the same.
Even though he was
story.
Pretty much absent.
Right.
Anyway, to right. he, both
drinker?
Of our lives.
Yeah.
Yes, he was a drinker. There was lots of
weird,
lots of times.
Weird,
at the bar.
Right?
Oh, man.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, as you drink, as you take another drink. Yeah.
So, yeah, and, you know, my
and
dad,
as Aaron
too,
takes another Jell-O shot.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I try to grab Stacy's crotch. I was going to say her balls, and I messed it up. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I don't have balls.
So, you know, but basically we had, you know, the divorced house, and it was, you know, weird with my, you know, my dad didn't like my stepdad. Later, mm-hmm. I find out in life that they actually got in a physical altercation at one point.
Really?
And
I never knew that.
Yeah, they did. And supposedly my dad kicked your dad's ass, but I don't know. That's what my dad said.
All I know is that my dad used to have a gun pointed at your dad's head when he would come to the house.
Oh, my God.
Like from like an upper floor, he'd be like sniper style.
What?
Ready.
Yeah.
Ready.
Are you
act.
Serious?
That's what he says.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
No
so.
Shit. That's like that. Like takes the whole my dad can kick your dad's ass to a whole new level.
Jesus,
a whole new level.
Who's gonna pull the trigger first?
Oh my,
oh my God!
Yeah, so you know they had kind of a, you know, my dad would just, you know, drive by, turn around, and park on the opposite side of the road, and I'd have to run out there to get in the car. You
so
know,
they really just did not like each other.
You had to run avoiding sniper
avoiding
fire.
The sniper fire. Yeah,
yeah exactly. Exactly.
Jesus.
I've always thought about that. Like not like I'm, you know, planning on separating from my wife. But
certainly
if it, but if something like that ever did happen, like how I would deal with like a new guy moving in,
because
you always say, you know, there's always movies like that, right? Like one that jumps out in my mind. You guys are gonna make fun of me for knowing this about this movie,
forever.
But 2012. Right. In the movie 2012, John Cusack is separated from his you know, wife and family. And this guy, and it's always like a surgeon or something is the new dad.
Somebody better.
Right. Somebody totally better.
Someone
has
like
their
you.
Shit
somebody
like
me,
right?
Into somebody like my house.
He comes in with a cape on.
But what you don't know is that they're just super depressed. They're so depressed. Yeah. They've got the BMW, but they're very, very depressed.
Well, at least that makes me feel better. Oh, by the way, what made me also feel better today was there was like 8 other credit cards that they had to thumb through before they found
them. Oh, really?
Yeah.
They have the dumbass drawer that they just pulled.
Exactly.
The
so that made me feel better, by the way.
But yeah, there's always that, you know, that scene in the movie where it's just like the new guy is like so much better. He's like trying to be the dad to the kid, you know, and the old dad sees that. And that always just like boils my fucking blood, especially now that I have a kid. Like,
oh yeah,
I imagine like something, a situation like that,
a happy dad coming into your child's
right.
life.
And I'm like, what the fuck? This kid should be miserable. What
how
the
dare,
hell like,
how dare you try to introduce a positive influence into my
oh,
child's
my
life.
God, dude. Right. but that would be just think about that. That would be so weird. Like, you we all us three have kids now. Like, that would be
yeah,
can
I can't
you imagine
even,
something
that's my,
like that?
You know,
that
that's one
crazy.
Of the only things keeping me together with my wife is, you know, picturing
that's
this.
The only thing.
One of the only things.
That's terrible.
One of the only things.
Does your wife listen to podcasts?
Of course not.
No, please.
And I'm just kidding, by the way. But it is a consideration. Is, you know, on those bad moments, on those bad days that we have, it was like, you know, it was weird to have, you know, two dads. It really was because, especially since they didn't get along. I've seen other divorce situations where it was set up very positively, you know, for both as positive as it could be in that situation. You know, the parents still got along. They lived close together. Like, my parents kind of live far apart, so it was always just a hassle. But just having that other dad, I never, you know, everyone get out their tissues, but, you know, I never felt like I could get close to him because he's not and I'm not talking about you, I'm talking about my stepdad, you know.
Right.
Because he's not my dad.
If I
started to get close, my dad would get really angry at me and maybe not want to be my dad anymore.
Yeah.
And so I always kept a distance. So for him, not like he was the kind of guy to reach out anyway.
No.
Well, do you guys like look back on that situation like wow, that kind of effed me up?
Yes.
Yeah,
as a kid.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was not good.
I think step parents ought to be banned just in general. I think it's just a terrible idea. You know, if you do, your marriage does break up or something, don't do anything until
you're... Just sleep around with random guys.
Women,
that'll
whatever.
That'll make things better.
Just don't involve your children.
Right, hide it from them.
Don't involve your children. Be decent enough to hide it from them.
Yeah.
Until they're old enough to... Exactly.
No, every insecurity, everything that makes me just the most fragile, egoed, weak... Homeless dressing person, I blame purely on that time of my life.
Just, you know, it's
do you
sets
really?
You back.
Yeah, I mean, you say it in a joking tone, but
I mean, I've gone through enough therapy to know that is where it's rooted.
Yeah.
So I mean, yeah.
Well, if anything, I was able to blame my dad tonight for being so drunk on Saturday that I couldn't spend with him yesterday. I did say I learned it from watching you.
That's true.
And, he pulled out the commercial.
I did.
Yeah, that is one of the best commercials
ever.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
Everybody
knows
that one.
Where's the rifle, Dad?
Yeah, really. So, but yeah, I do think, you know, really overall, though, now that I'm a much older man, I'm 40, I have gone through a little bit of therapy, and mm-hmm. I think, you know, overall, it sets us back a little bit. It makes us a little bit immature in some areas where we had to learn some lessons on
our own
that maybe you learn from watching a positive
experience.
See, but see,
and not that everything was perfect in your house.
No,
either,
not
you
at
know,
all. My dad had huge anger problems, and he, you know, he gave those to me. And so, you know, whenever I kind of lash out, especially around my parents, like, because I know where it comes from. Right, mm-hmm. I spent enough time in therapy and all sorts of psychotropic drugs to, like, you know,
exactly.
make me realize where this all stems. And like, you know, whenever I like lash out in front of my dad now, he's like, "Whoa, you need to calm down."
Yeah.
And it's like I always want to turn around and look at
Are
him
you
and say the yeah, and say the same thing. It's like I learned it from you, Dad.
Right.
You know, like
exactly.
I always do that. Because,
do it. It feels
and my
wonderful.
mom totally agrees with me too.
Oh,
like,
okay.
You know, that's where it comes from.
Dude,
so you know.
I see it already in Maya. Like I when I get frustrated,
your daughter,
my 15-month-old daughter.
Yeah,
when
yeah.
I get frustrated with something, I will just slam it into the ground. I'm just angry.
Hulk smash!
And when she gets frustrated, she throws stuff and then just starts flapping her arms, like just wants to tear
really?
Apart whatever.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
she's watching me. She's already filled with hate.
Oh no, she's learned it from watching you, Dad.
Yeah. Here we go again.
Yep.
Broken record.
Yep.
Broken record.
Break that cycle. They're break it soon.
How was your family life, Stacy?
Oh, I come from a broken home also.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you fit in well with these two.
So I fit in well with them.
Yeah.
Yes. We all have our mental anguish together.
Yeah. Was it did you live with your mom?
Yes.
Growing up?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Were you still close with your father?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he left when I was 8.
Hold on, she had to take a drink.
I took a drink.
Wait,
that's more bourbon for
more
this
bourbon.
Story. No. But my mom basically raised us by herself. Because even when my dad was there, he was kind of absent.
Yeah.
So, but he was a great guy. I loved him. But, and then she went and married some other asshole when I was 16, and it was all downhill from there.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's are you trying to make us cry? You
yeah,
dick?
Again, last time we were on here, you talked about, you know, this guy being murdered, and then now
this
we're
is
on
interesting
here.
Stuff, you guys. This
now,
is interesting
now we're on here
stuff.
Talking about divorce and
when I get together, when I have people who I actually know and am comfortable with on this show, like it gets a little deep.
See, for us, it's all fart jokes and did you get laid in the 90s?
This is nice. This is a nice change of pace. We can talk about something real for a change.
Yeah, totally, yeah. Right? So let me ask.
We're all always
one,
just dancing around it anyway.
Right? Exactly. One last question about the serious stuff. So, do you think that coming from a home like that, where you did have two dads, Stacy, you had your mom and father got separated. Do you think that like has formed you to be better with your kids or not?
Good question. I'm going to say
your relationships in general.
Yeah, I would say no. Any success that I've had, this is hard to say, and I don't want to put anybody down. But especially when it comes to my dad, you know, anything that I've done to move on from that, to be a better parent, I learned on my own from other people, or just the fact that I went on and got a college education and, you know, interacted in different circles. You know, I was, of course, my mother gave me the foundation for a good work ethic and you know, some brains.
Yeah.
So I had that going. She gave me that, but I would say anything after that, really.
That's why she didn't have any left for me. God.
Exactly. Oh, my God. Oh, no. Yeah.
But damn. I would say I really honestly learned on my own and from watching other people. I had some fortune of getting into a kid touching Christian group. No, they were definitely
oh, shit.
They were definitely not kid touchers. But you know, so I saw these positive family experiences a lot, and I remember being blown away one time. We were having this meeting with this guy, and his 4-year-old came in and crawled on his dad's lap. And while he's talking to us, he just let the kid sit on his lap while he continued to talk to us. Where if that would have been me crawling on my dad's lap, it would have been, you know,
Get the hell out of here.
I'm trying to talk to my, but first of all, they would have been drinking beers and, you know, smoking and all that stuff anyway. But it was no place for a kid to be. And he was in an environment. So I remember something like that obviously has stuck with me where it kind of all of a sudden, I mean, that really blew me away where I thought, wow, this is a different way of living, you know, and how do I create that in my own life?
Yeah.
And so, you know,
Well, that's cool. It sounds like being in a situation like that can like push you to, you know, be better at life.
Yeah. Well, general. And also when really, I, you know? When I screw up and am a bad parent, you know, yelling at them when I, you know, don't want to, or, you know, losing my temper, I do think, well, at least I'm not as bad as my dad was. So I'm doing much better.
Which is odd because for both of us.
Pull that one out of the back pocket. Exactly.
You come from, we both, I think, come from a long line of dads that said that. And so, I mean, you can imagine how bad it was three, four, five generations back.
Right, it's been watered down a little.
Yeah. But,
just like that last sip of whiskey I just had.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's kind of the same for me, though. I mean, I had the good fortune of having Aaron kind of step in on a lot of that stuff where my dad was absent as a father figure or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know Aaron was the one that introduced me to Young Life, which was like the Christian group that I also was, you know, knew nothing about until he was involved. And, and I know a lot of whatever good I have in me came from that experience and the morals and the values and stuff that I pulled out of that. And our mom did her best given the circumstances. And so I think that, those two things together, and I, which is weird because now I'm not Christian by any
means.
Yeah,
we're not religious.
But there is a lot of good to come from.
Which is weird because Stacy is like super. She like goes to Mars Hill. And
she's got her Bible right here.
Oh my God, I love the Jesus. We're tight.
Just how you said that makes me feel like you're stating truth right now. Yeah. So Stacy, what about you? Like coming from that home situation that you grew up in, do you think it's like helped you form like better relationships, stronger bonds between people that you love?
Oh no, I'm totally broken. Yeah, no. That's why I have like no husband or boyfriend or kids or anything. So I think I just
pets. You have some pets.
Yeah, pets.
No, I have some pets.
Yeah, like, and you take good care of them.
Because they'll love you no matter what.
They'll love me no matter what.
And you own two homes.
I do that.
And you definitely do. We know that.
No, my mom, you know, my mom was great. She was a great mom. She did the best she could. But, you know, the teenage years were tough.
Yeah.
And I was kind of always angry from, I think, the moment I was born. So she had a hard time with that. But yeah, so yeah, it definitely forms your kind of road in life. And then, you know, when you're young and stupid, you make a lot of stupid, wrong decisions too. And so you always go back now and wonder, you know, what if I'd gone
Right,
down
like
that
you agreed
road.
To be on our podcast.
Yeah, I know.
Dumb decision after that. Dumb decision.
Yeah. So.
So some people never learn.
That's true.
I certainly
That's
never
true.
Have.
Well, let's cheers to that, you guys.
All right, salute. You guys are
See
all...
if we can hear
Yay.
This on mic.
There we go.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming on the show. It has been a real pleasure. I'm sorry I got a little serious there at the end.
It's okay. It's just I don't want to misrepresent what our podcast normally is.
No,
okay.
Not at all. You guys got a fun show. You got three people that are constantly talking about farts.
Exactly.
And getting laid a lot in the 90s,
which didn't happen on this side of the table. And,
I listened to AM radio, remember? I did not get laid. I did not get laid.
That
not
is
even
for
once.
Damn sure. That is for damn sure. So what's coming up for the sibling rivalry? What can we expect?
Well,
so first we're going to leave here. We're all going to have a good
episodes.
Cry.
Yeah, right.
Maybe it was the
group hug out on the street.
The whiskey brought it out in us. Oh, and I love my mother, damn it. I love my mother.
We're leaving here. We're going down to Fisher Plaza to record two shows tonight. We're inviting crazy listener Serena.
The one with the beautiful breasts that you were mentioning earlier.
Yeah.
I grabbed her boobs, too.
Did you really?
How could you not?
Photographic evidence.
It was weird, though, because I grabbed her balls.
So hopefully if we don't
will
get
you tell
stabbed,
her hi for me.
I will. If we don't get stabbed, then we'll do more shows after that.
Excellent.
Do we have
excellent?
I don't think we have anything else planned.
No more major events. We're just going to keep rolling out the same old.
So wait, are those ones going to be going up this week?
Those will be up this week.
Okay, because this episode that you guys are on is going to go up next Sunday.
So now we're talking about
time travel here.
So we were stabbed like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
You guys are dead already.
My plane went down in a ball of flames on the way back to Ithaca. So.
Don't say that. That's terrible.
We grabbed our last boobs.
And balls, apparently. Well, let's plug your wares here. Where can we find you on the web? Where can we find you on Twitter?
The website is thesiblingrivalry.com. Yeah. We're, of course, on Facebook. /thesiblingrivalry. The Twitters, I think, is sibling_rivalry. And if you're a super nerd, we're also on Google+.
What?
Not yet. You guys are pioneers of that, though. And one of these days, Facebook is just going to totally fold.
Yeah, I will.
With its last like privacy concern that they have.
Yeah. But that's when like bamboozle.com or whatever is going to take over. And
something major.
Totally.
Well, thank you very much for having us on. It's been a pleasure.
It's been an absolute pleasure having you guys and finally getting to meet you in person, sir.
Exactly. And even having a drink or two with you.
Yeah, definitely. And I think we're going to have another one before you guys leave.
Good,
so
nice.
I hope you can stick around for a moment.
Totally.
Of course, you can find us at www.air-raid.net, also on cairoradio.com and the all-new cairoradio.com and mynorthwest.com that's been around for a while. So go and check that out and, follow us on Twitter as well. If you're going to follow Sibling Rivalry, might as well follow us too, at AirRaidNet.
Except, go do that. He is funnier on Twitter.
Yeah, you're good on Twitter, I will
Thanks,
say.
Guys. Thanks. Yeah, I went through this whole stint where I was really into Crystal Light. And if you weren't following me on Twitter, you missed out on that.
I thought you were going to say crystal meth.
Yeah.
Well.
Saturday. That was Saturday.
That was two years ago before I was on Twitter. Anyway, thanks for listening, everybody. We're going to go out today with another Builders and the Butchers song. This one's called Bottom of the Lake. Remember, you can go see them July 26th at EcoTrust in Portland, Oregon. So go check that out. And tell them Griffey sent you. Whatever.
Doesn't matter.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you again next week.
Thanks for having me.